Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's our final segment with Lyndon LaRouche, and I wanted to go to calls. He was happy to do that. We never did because of time constraints. LaRouchePack.com. And he's got several other really top-flight websites. You can see it there on screen if you're a TV viewer. Sir, finishing up with solutions here with you. I mean, Dick Cheney is so arrogant and a globalist agent that he wrote in the PNAC document September 20th, we should get the media to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. And there wasn't even a media outcry. Our local paper wrote about it, the Austin American Statesman. But that gives you a mindset into the exterminism, cult, death cult thing. I mean, you're not just saying that. That's who they are. And it transcends party. Obama is one of their great minions. So how do you counter such pure evil with logic? I guess you go to the people?
That's precisely when the people are ready to listen to you. And what we're in a stage now is, if you look at as the result for the Democratic Party, the Tea Party, and so forth, as a result of the last election campaign, you see that what came out of there was not a unified, system of congressional rule under a presidency that is gone. The Republicans could not hold themselves together about in the way they before, nor could the Democrats. The Democrats are still trying in the Senate to do that, but it's not going to work. The citizens, as we saw with the Rand Paul, the citizens are now acting on the basis of their own conscience. Not everyone, but a significant number, and the number is growing.
And as that happens, they're not going to be able to control the narrative anymore.
No, what you're going to do is you're going to go back to the Constitution, in which the state constitution, the state government, rules the state, in which the states cooperate together as states. And they're not going to cooperate on the basis of partisanship as such. They're going to cooperate on the basis of what they think the interest of the nation is from the standpoint of their state. And once we get back to that, which is our original constitutional system, we can make it. We also we have a situation like right now with Russia and the United States. Our leading military command is now in the meeting with Russia on cooperating against the threat.
And that's what Hagel said. He said the military's rebelling against Obama, but I see them firing all these people because they won't launch wars.
Well, it's going to go in various directions. We are not going to end up with fighting wars. Because when you start talking about fighting wars, you're talking about the use of weapon systems which do not allow you to come out alive.
That's right.
Fighting a war. So therefore, now the time that we're going to have to really realize the intention of our Constitution. We're going to stop trying to dictate things, trying to take power. We're going to cooperate with other nations, but as sovereign nations in their own right. We're going to cooperate. With the greatest thing that threatens us today is the threat of from in space, from asteroids, from comets, and so forth.
That's right. We're always focusing on just the planet. What about the whole universe around us?
Mankind has reached the point that we are actually now going to establish the inner planet system, or part of the inner planet system, which is habitable and approachable, we are going to find ourselves running a certain part of the solar system, which is going to be the solar system's where man lives. Now, we're not going to go into Mars right away to live there as human beings, but we are in the process of two things. One, Mars is now an area in which mankind is going to build up systems and begin to work with that planet as a planet to deal with some of our problems. We're going to do the same thing in other cases. So we are now in a point where we're going to defend mankind in this section of the solar system. We're going to mobilize.
Amazing. Lyndon LaRouche, amazing. Thank you for the time. Introducing Pro One. All all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are now into hour number three, coming up later in the hour. In studio, the inventor of the printable gun and printable magazine, really Adan Salazar, last year began to cover what this guy was doing, and since then it's been picked up all over the world, and it's a big story because it is a big story. We love to take things that really are important and make them important out there with the general public. Speaking of those, here's one of them up at InfoWars.com right now. Chase customers see bank balance reduced to zero. Millions of Chase bank customers are affected by an unfortunately timed glitch, which resulted in their checking and savings accounts showing a zero balance for several hours yesterday, prompting many to take to Twitter and express panic that their money had been stolen. All of this while the Cyprian crisis in Cyprus unfolded. They're now into day number two of their bank holiday, being told at least 10%. Now they're saying it could be higher of their money will be taken. The British headed up banks and German banks are also talking about 15% just off the top, on top of all the other taxes from the folks there in Italy. And, of course, the average person pays over 70% taxes in France, and that's not enough. They want you to pay 75% on everything you keep after that. And then still there's not enough. And then everybody works for the government, and they live not, you know, don't live too well, but that's just the way it is. And then you've got mega-rich offshore who set this up, who get the lion's share of the money, And, of course, it's always the ultra-rich calling for more taxes. Just because they get it siphoned off to them. They get it in derivatives being backed up. It's just incredible. So here's that ABC News 7 report. Again, this is not in the national news, the Chase glitch. It was in one local ABC News affiliate, and now it's up at Infowars.com. Here's that report.
A nightmare tonight for Chase customers coast to coast. They go online to discover their checking account balances are showing zero. Efforts to correct the glitch began immediately, and Eyewitness News reporter John Hartung is live in Burbank now to tell us how things have turned out. John?
Well, Michelle, this is the second time in less than a week that Chase Bank has had some problems with their online banking. But this time it caused momentary panic for some of their customers who actually thought that someone had gotten into their accounts and swiped all of their money.
Chase ATMs brought a sense of relief to many people tonight as the bank's customers were able to get cash in hand. For a couple hours, millions of customers across the country who use online and mobile banking saw their checking and savings accounts all with zero balances.
I just thought they were doing some kind of service on the accounts or something like that.
But quickly, Twitter feeds were set ablaze with comments of anger and frustration. One tweet reading, quote, "Chase got hacked. Lost my 100K savings. I demand my money." Another tweet saying, quote, "Why are all my accounts wiped out? What's going on? At Chase Support, at Chase News." The banking giant says the problem was an internal glitch. They issued a statement saying, quote, "We have a technology problem regarding customers' balance information. It has nothing to do with cyber threats. It is an internal issue. We are very sorry to our customers for the inconvenience. This began earlier this evening. It is not confined to the West Coast." By around 7:30 tonight Pacific time, the problem was fixed.
Oh.
It's a problem some Chase customers gladly didn't even know about.
If I didn't have a heart attack immediately, I'd probably call Chase. My concern would be not having that money available if I needed it that particular day. But I would feel confident that the bank or the government would step in if it was like a widespread thing.
Now, credit cards and mortgage accounts, they were not affected by tonight's glitch, which Chase Bank now says is completely fixed. They even went to Twitter tonight and said, quote, "We are back to business as usual," end quote. Live in Burbank, John Hartung, ABC 7, Eyewitness News. Back
to you. Okay, John, thank you.
And that's ABC there in Southern California. Now, again, a glitch, you could lose all your money. And they could also steal your money and call it a glitch. And then say you never get it back. This is how they could run a scam or claim that hackers had done it. And, oh, $100 trillion worldwide, all the money in the world disappeared once they get us on a global cashless system. And don't worry, come to the government. We've got these new cards ready for you or this chip, and we'll put the money back on there for you. But you've got to adopt this new system. That's exactly how the social engineers get you to accept a new system. Is to scare you into submission. I specifically want to take some more phone calls now and open the phones up for people that want to talk about this glitch, other so-called glitches, not a glitch when they take 10% out of your bank account in Cyprus that many Europeans use to, you know, as a banking center. This is a very, very dangerous time to be alive. And again, these are all trial balloons where they were going to take money out of all the Greeks' bank accounts in Italy last year as well. But then there was such an uproar, they didn't do it. And then they said, oh, we never proposed that. And then now they're doing it again. And they treat you like animals. They just are conditioning you that, oh, you're going to fight back. Oh, I wasn't trying to sneak in your house. Oh, you caught me in your back door again. Oh, never mind. I wasn't. And then pretty soon they're throwing you out of your house. They just incrementally get more. Toll-free number to join us on the economic front. I want to get your take on this. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Oh, there it is. CBS San Francisco. Chase Bank denies hacking in vanishing balances. See, I was saying they could claim a hack did it in the future and that your money disappeared. But don't worry, the government will take a small percentage out and fix it for you. I mean, that's just how their brains work. But now, let's throw that article back up because I hadn't seen that. They're actually talking about it being a hacker. Chase Bank experienced technical difficulties for about 2 hours last night, worrying customers in California and across the nation who logged into their accounts and saw their balances at zero or were unable to get access to them at all. A spokesman for the bank said it was strictly an internal technical issue. See? And again, money is just digits, and customers' accounts were never in danger. Your account is digits. There's less than 2%, depending on the, it used to be 3%. Now it's less than 2% physical cash out there. And it's not just that it could glitch and it could disappear. They could steal it from you. They could just take it from you, as is happening in Cyprus, and they're now proposing in other countries. And you're like, well, that'll destroy confidence. They want runs. They want confidence destroyed. That'll just make them more powerful to consolidate control. It's like government. You always read about most of the identity theft is government releasing millions of Social Security numbers or letting mainly illegal aliens use them and rip you off. And then they say, oh, well, the answer is more identity control, which then tracks everything you do. I mean, it's amazing. They get more power out of the crisis. Ken in New Jersey, what's your take on this?
Definitely attest the fact that they did that thing with Chase. And if you notice, the guy in the clip said he had faith that the government would step in case it was something serious.
You know, it's funny you said that. That guy looks exactly like an actor, and the way he does it and everything he does. When I played that clip just now, I was looking at it thinking the same thing, or the point was, is that I've seen that guy somewhere. That guy is an actor I've seen on TV and movies, and I didn't want to say anything because I wanted to try to go find it. Because they've got Google's got face recognition picture searches that work pretty good on faces, and I was going to tell my guys quietly and actually break it once it happened. I believe that guy's an actor. In fact, I believe that guy, or someone who looks just like him, is a Cass Sunstein cognitive infiltrator that actually attacks me online that I've seen. Just amazing what you just hit me with. I agree with you. Go ahead.
Yes, and my biggest worry, Alex, is that there would be enough sheep to go along with it in case that ever did happen. People would be lining up for this stupid car that they'd be issuing once the government promised.
Listen, they had actors on the ground on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox going, oh, it fell on its own weight in a pancake caused by the jet fuel weakening the steel. And then on every channel, guys sitting there sounding almost identical. And if I'm wrong, if he isn't an actor that I haven't seen doing political stuff, I'm wrong. But I mean, I'm telling you, it is his twin brother then. In fact, let's take down the special report. See if it has a name up there. Nope, no name. Kyle Ellis. I mean, maybe he's a real guy. Maybe I'm wrong. The point is that he looks just like an actor I've seen. And so maybe he's got a twin brother that's an actor. The point is it does. They can also get like 40 people there and ask them a question and get the one response they want to hear. But, I mean, you know there were a bunch of mad people out there. Twitter's like 99% angry, but then that's what they choose to show. But on Building 7, they'd have actors going, yes, it fell from, you know, damage from the other building into its own footprint before it even fell on three different channels as well. So, I mean, again, I've seen this before, but maybe we're wrong. Now, you're not saying he looks like an actor. I think you're saying it just sounds like they picked somebody, or what are you saying?
Well, I do agree with you. I am definitely saying that even if he wasn't an actor, they purposely chose to show someone with that kind of reaction to promote the idea that in case this ever did happen, there would be someone who was on board for the government solution to it.
Very well said. Do we have that queued up? Yeah, let's go ahead and play it.
At that particular day. But I would feel confident that the bank or the government would step in if it was like a widespread thing.
Now, credit cards. We're going to come back from break and play that again as we missed the first of it. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing more and more like PR people. You know, it's like that cab driver show. What's the cab driver show where he goes out and asks him questions? Cash Cab? And I don't watch a lot of TV, but I was on vacation a few weeks ago. And so I was looking for something the kids could watch, and I said, okay, this looks good. And I immediately could tell it was actors. I immediately could tell it was actors. And I went, sure enough, everybody else could tell that. And they have actors show up to an open screening. Now, they don't tell them what it's going to be. And so it is real questions. It is real questions. So it is a real game, but the pool is from actors to make sure they can only, you know, shoot once and get well-spoken people. But they don't tell you that on the show. So, again, I could instantly look at that, and I said, watch this, kids. I got on my iPad, pulled it up, and said, yep, actors. It was admitted that there had been controversy. It was actors. And it's the same thing. I may be wrong. My first gut reaction was, that's an actor. But then there's the extreme of that where everybody says, I'm an actor and I'm Bill Hicks, which isn't true. Don't look into it. It's not true. I'm not Bill Hicks. I'm not Sean Connery either. Oh, wait. And I'm not, who's the Three's Company guy? They think I'm him. Ritter. I'm not Ritter.
Prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Yeah, the globalists have done a bad, bad thing. You know, I think if that guy is an actor, or looks like an actor, I know, in the Chase ABC, and it is California. We know they've used actors before. If it is, and it's involved with Chase, this could all be a psyop to test and see what we'll do if our money disappears out of our bank accounts. And notice this happened, why the whole Cyprus thing is going on. This is very... This is very, 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 very suspicious. But hey, we'd call the guy and get him on. I know with the Batman deal, a bunch of the people were actors. See, the media is like, why are there theories that Sandy Hook is actors? Well, because Don Salazar himself found instances of movie actors being victims and then talking about how they survived, who just so happened to be in the Aurora shooting, supposedly. And it was at least two moderate TV / movie actors, both of them black, by the way. And I said, don't even do the news report. It's just too far out for people. Now, then everybody goes to the extreme of saying everybody's an actor. And again, when the government lies so much, people lose confidence in everything and don't believe anything. And then, like, schizophrenics are the new philosophers and just believe everything's a conspiracy when it's not. Because I can assure you, I'm not Bill Hicks. I'm not Ritter. They'll do these face things where they go, look, it's 100% face match. And all they are using is some paint program to say it's their face match. I mean, just amazing. But what do you expect? You're going to have that end of things when the government is saying there's no drones or no bullets being bought. By the way, in the next segment, in studio, the maker of the printable gun, the lower receiver, the clips, all of it. They forgot to bring the clips in, so they're coming in right now. And I'm going to ask them, could they come out with a printable Barrett? Now, it's kind of embarrassing. That barrel's dirty. It's time for me to clean this rifle. We were shooting it a few weeks ago, and I haven't even cleaned it. I normally do. That's how busy we've been. Can we cut to the wide shot here with the Barrett? You can just use that camera right there if you want, or that camera over there. Yeah, there you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Marilyn, and the other rifle's Betty Page. You can call them whatever you want. We got like three new shooting shows we're going to put out soon. But speak of the devil, man, I was late at night when we got back. I didn't clean that thing. What a crime. Look at that carbon scoring there. Looks like you guys have seen a lot of action. What with the rebellion at all? You know the rebellion? Anyways, total Star Wars nerddom now. Look at this. And there's the videos. We're going to show you some of these for TV viewers when we come back with our guests where they fire with the lower receiver and the clip through this. And that's the beginning of very, very big things and has really scared the system. And I give Don Salazar kudos. He was one of the first to really report on this and help get the dinosaur media onto it. Now it's a big story. And the ATF went and wanted the printer back that he had from the manufacturer he rented it from and just, you know, all this classic garbage. We talk about an equalizing force against the tyrants. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in New Jersey. Another caller from New Jersey. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day here, but you're talking about that. We've been taken over a long time ago. And, the Federal Reserve, and then he moved on in 1935 to set up the U.S. Corporation after the bankruptcy. And they want this manipulate with the, when you get everybody on electronically and they can wipe you out if you say anything.
No, that's it. Once you're electronic, they can take $5 out of the transactions like Bank of America, track everything, control you. And now they're moving to ban cash all over the world. They got billboards up that cash is dirty and can't use it in secondhand transactions in New Orleans or in Louisiana. And, you know, garage sales are illegal all over the country in many areas. You're absolutely right, Paul.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing what they're doing. They want Social Security to go on debit cards now. They're going to send you a debit card.
Well, pretty soon people won't even know how to get a check and go deposit it. And then soon it'll be, you have no money in the account. You're like, I have my printout. I had $1,000. No, that's a conspiracy theory. Officers, remove him. And you're like, I have the printout. Shut up. Pretty soon, if you say the sun comes up, you're a conspiracy theorist. It has to be said by mainstream television or it doesn't exist. God bless you. Here's that clip again of the guy going, I trust the government. I'm totally glad that they're there operating and will take care of me. Here's that clip.
A nightmare tonight for Chase customers coast to coast. They go online to discover their checking account balances are showing zero. Efforts to correct the glitch began immediately, and Eyewitness News reporter John Hartung is live in Burbank now to tell us how things have turned out. John?
Well, Michelle, this is the second time in less than a week that Chase Bank has had some problems with their online banking. But this time it caused momentary panic for some of their customers who actually thought that someone had gotten into their accounts and swiped all of their money.
All right, again, folks.
Chase ATMs brought a sense of relief.
Again, I wanted you to hear the first of the clip. When we come back, I'll play the part with the local citizen who looks just like an actor I've seen. telling us how great it all is and how much you totally trust Chase and the government to save us. And then we'll have our guest here in studio straight ahead, Infowars.com, Prison Planet.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for a very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
All right, folks, again, Chase customers see bank balance reduced to zero, then you get this bizarre ABC Los Angeles report where they just say, don't worry, the government would take care of it if there was a problem. Just like New Orleans, just like Katrina, just like Sandy, the hurricane, just like all of this stuff. All they'll do is use this as an excuse to take your property. And I believe more and more, with this coinciding with the money being taken out in Europe, that they're doing this on purpose. And I find the whole thing very, very suspicious. Chase is at the very top of the banking pyramid in the New World Order. And again, here's the local resident in California saying how much he trusts the government. Here it is.
Chase, my concern would be not having that money available.
Recently. We got a little computer glitch there. We're having a problem with the computer in there today. It's funny. Once your clip starts messing up, you're never going to get it. Guys, what do you make here? Daniel Bazell, the co-director with Cody R. Wilson of Defense Distributed, that's come out with the printable firearms that's become such a big news story the last few months.
What do you make of the deposit situation?
Yeah. And what's happening in Europe?
The Cypriot situation is...
Yeah, we can't... This is actually on AM and FM stations. Yeah, we can't cuss in here.
Okay, well, one mistake, right? We'll make it again.
But one more, we got to get you out of here because it's FCC stuff, and we're under that.
You bet, I understand.
We're trying to defeat that, though.
Yeah, so the whole idea is that, so these institutions will totally control. You've lost all faith in institutional banking at this point, and this was supposed to be some guarantee of the credibility of banking institutions. And they did a stress test 18 months ago, and these banks were supposed to come back great. Oh, great, super great. And what, 10%? And I think they're going to make some concessions and not take some people's money under $100,000. But, I mean, this is a guarantee of what the strategy is going to be going forward. You're going to lose your deposits in traditional banks.
And I guess they're just going to do it over and over again with small ones until everybody says it's no big deal and you're bad if you don't want them to take all your money.
Well, I'm seeing.
Or they'll take it and say they didn't, even though they do. Maybe it'll be an arrestable offense to say they took your money.
Well, do you see how the Troika and the president of Cyprus are doing this? They don't actually have the will in their own Congress to pass this in Cyprus. So the bureaucrats are simply going to have to come in at some point and say, well, we'll take all the foreigners' deposits. Or it's going to get so ridiculous, and it's going to edge up from 15 to 20 to 30% of billionaires' money, and it's going to be this populist play on, well, we're going to take their money, we're never going to take your money. The play's not over. It's going to get more ridiculous before this is settled.
What is the best website for people to visit, Defense Distributed, to see all the videos and info you guys have?
Oh, man, the very best website is stilldefensedistributed.com. That's where all of our videos and our FAQs are and everything. But the place most people go is defcad.org because it has all of our files. You can download all the gun parts there.
So you've publicly done this. And again, you guys really are trailblazers in what you're doing. And here we are with the archaic FCC system. I apologize that you can't use the language you want to. They'll just fine our stations if it starts. No. It's insane how it works. I'd like to see an end to that tyranny. But expanding on this, break down the history, both of you. Break down the history here of how this started and now why it's so important and why it sent shockwaves through the system, Cody.
You mean the printable gun idea? And it's
the printable gun idea and the ATF getting involved and everything that's happened.
Yeah. What this is going to be and is right now a symbol of the reversibility of institutional control of property, specifically dangerous property, right, like the firearm. And we know that there's been a multi-generational effort, especially in the 20th century, to take the battle rifle out of the hands of Americans, right? The battle rifle is the birthright of patriotic Americans out of their hands. This is a sign of the reversibility of the entire program.
And we'll show people a document cam shot of that rifle right there who are watching on TV.
Now, we're not going to be able to print, especially in these materials, an entire AR-15, but since we just got our FFL, our license to manufacture from the government, we are legally going to be able to make a printable handgun.
There you go. If you guys just cut to my camera, I can show people what it looks like right there. I think our TriCaster is having a heart attack or something today.
That lower receiver that you see in white, this is not an SLA printed piece, and the distinction is important. This is actually a very cheaply made FDM printed piece. This is a kind of piece you could make yourself with an Ultimaker or a MakerBot, machines that are less than $5,000, sometimes less than $2,000. And the piece itself costs less than $20, and that's an expensive way to make that piece. Some of these pieces could be made for $15.
And you have the videos on defcad.org. Well, that's where the files are, but on your other site, you have the videos. We played clips of them here and on the Nightly News where you're firing bullets through these. These are really working well, and this is just in its beginning stages, and you're just an individual with a few other people.
That's the power, right? I'm just one guy in his garage, and there's some people helping me. Sure, we've had some money, but you don't need to have spent the money and spent all the time that we did to do something like this. It's very simple to do.
Now, you've got some new magazines or clips here.
Mm-hmm. The blue one is the one I want you to take a look at. That was printed in FDM for less than $15. It's a very simple, and it's like the same material Lego is made out of. It's made out of one of these extruder printers. You can feel it. It almost feels, well, it probably feels flimsy to you, but it works in an AR just fine. I fired hundreds of rounds out of that magazine. It's starting to show some wear because of how many times I've thrown it around and stuff. So cheap to make, so easy to make. You can download the file today. And just like some of these magazines are maybe still like $60, $70 online, you can make that in your home for $15.
Amazing. Now, go over the history of this, because, I mean, the media has been saying this is dangerous, this is revolutionary. I mean, the idea is really threatening the establishment. How many newspapers and TV reports have you guys now been in?
It's countless. I mean, it's totally countless. There's no way for me to even... It's been ridiculous since October, at least, and we got started in earnest in August. But now they're really upset because we've got this license, so we have carte blanche, basically, to make whatever we want. For the longest, we had to do just parts that any individual could legally make. So receivers, magazines, these things. Now we can make handguns, short-barreled rifles, automatics. We can do all kinds of...
Explain the license.
Yeah. So we applied for a federal firearms license to manufacture firearms. Manufacture is different from making. So there's a category, there's whole categories of weapons you can't make as a private individual unless you have license. And this is right. We don't believe in license as an idea, but we wanted to do this and do it in America, do it in the United States. One, just for the propaganda, saying, look, I had an idea. I could have done it in a month, but because of the licensing regime and the laws, it took me $40,000 in 8 months. This serves its own value. So we get a license to do it in America.
Well, I just really appreciate you guys. Tell the listeners how this idea began, who's involved. And I know we were only set up for one interview, but I'm glad that your co-director came in as well. Maybe he should say some words in that microphone.
Yeah, if he'd like to. I mean, well, he wouldn't like to.
I didn't know I was even going to be on.
Okay, well, it's good to have you here. But who started the idea for this? How many guys are you? What's the game plan?
Defense Distributed's directorship is only three individuals, and it began mostly as three individuals. We thought, well, how interesting would it be not just to 3D print a gun, but to open source it and then allow anyone in the world to 3D print a gun, regardless of whatever their laws had to say. Perhaps that would be a socially significant project, a politically significant project. And so it began, the questions really began, how do we take this from theory into reality? And we did the dirty work, right, of just getting down, getting some books, getting access to 3D printers, and just trying to make things. And the biggest... Go ahead.
No. I was thinking. Now this really works great. Please continue.
Well, in AR, sure, we've demonstrated that the pieces work just fine. But, in fact, that wasn't really a surprise. You can buy commercial versions of polymer pieces like these already. We were just trying to show, especially post-Sandy Hook, there's no meaningful way of regulating components of an AR-15 anymore unless you build a massive superstructure. And I'm sure there's idiot politicians who are willing to do that. But money doesn't grow on trees in the U.S. anymore. You know what I mean? We're in a massive deficit situation. So it's really a pipe dream to think you can really regulate this rifle anymore. That serves that function. But now that we have a license, we can do what we originally wanted to do, which is develop something like a single shot, completely printable plastic gun. Yes, it's undetectable, but more importantly, it's unobservable by institutions and countries and sovereigns. You can download it from the internet, print it on your home in the comfort of your own, you know what I mean? The privacy of your own home. And this might be a politically important object.
Well, no kidding. You can send your operatives into a country if you were a government. They can print their weapons in country. In some place like North Korea, and then go take out somebody that way. I mean, to use kind of a James Bond angle, but how much would it cost to get the printer if you have the know-how? Well, you have the plans online, and in the future, ballpark, you know, if you have the printer and if you got the plans off defcad.org, how much to print the entire AR-15?
That's outside of our technological capability. The AR is such a high-power rifle platform. The materials that at least we're working with right now can't withstand the pressures of a high caliber rifle round like that. But we have proof that you can make handgun concepts. Now maybe not multiple rounds, maybe like 5 or 6, maybe 10. But so we're coming to that. We're not there yet, so I can't answer that question. But right now, in the materials we have, we were trying to see what guns can you make and what we have right now. If that makes sense.
No, it's. I mean, amazing is the word. And again, this is just, I mean, what is your engineering skill? How did you guys put this together?
Oh, the learning curve was steep for me. I have a liberal arts background, man. So I just, like, learned how to do this on the fly. And now I could say I'm pretty good with putting guns together and talking about chamber pressures and tensile strengths and things.
And I think that's what scares the system. Who are your political heroes? I mean, what woke you up?
Well, I like Camus, man. I like... Michel Foucault, I like the French social theorists, people that aren't typically named by Americans, I guess. But I like people who just try to radicalize students and conservatives and say, you know what, things are about liberty. They're not about politics. It's not about Democrat.
I agree.
Republican. It's about liberty. And
it's about, are you for freedom or are you not?
Yes. Are you going
to
resist?
They want to make it left and right to confuse it and muddle it.
Precisely. So I'm an anarchist, and the anarchist tradition is something I read a lot about lately. So you could say anarchism is the school that I subscribe to. But I believe that that's a very rich school and a neglected school, especially post-Marxist experience. There's a lot of cool things happening in the world and on the internet right now, which are going to make Marxism, not irrelevant, but anarchism very relevant.
Well, I mean, as you know, Marx and others actually talked about total manufacturing, you know, private factories and how that would empower everybody. But the globalists have actually used it as a way to control the means of production with the cheap production, but then have us sell our souls for baubles. And so they've kind of reversed that whole paradigm.
This is the problem with progressivism, which tries to identify itself as leftist. And I don't think it is, because all they love is monopoly capitalism. They say, well, we're about equality, but let's control it with corporations and the government. You know, it's ridiculous to me. So I think in many meaningful ways, I'm a real leftist, and these progressives aren't. And then these liberals aren't. They're all neither party in America challenges.
Well, a liberal would want the individual to be totally empowered. Instead, these people are the opposite. They're more like Borg or space aliens.
Right. They believe I can empower you the best by empowering you at the end of a barrel of some institutional gun. You know, you're going to be equal or else. You know?
But then they don't. All they create is division. Well, right. Turn on MSNBC.
Yeah, it's lazy moralism disguised as meaningful politics.
Exactly. They claim they're all these nice things when they're monsters.
Yeah, and they believe, well, the most efficient way we can get things done is to centralize power and force you to do things, because it's just socialism from above, you know?
Well, I don't want to just sit here and throw questions out at you. What do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners? Cody R. Wilson of Defense Distributed is in here with us, and he lives here in Austin, Texas. And, you know, we've been reporting on this since last year. Adon Salazar was, hey, this guy can print a gun. This is interesting. It hardly gotten any press. I'm not bragging that we kind of pushed it out there, but I'm glad that this idea, has broken out there. And I wonder what other cool stuff's going on in the printable revolution we don't know about.
Well, I want to tell you about, and your listeners, about defcad.com. We're trying to raise money for defcad.com as a search engine, an open source search engine for basically anything. We see that the resistance going forward is going to be about access to objects, period. Just like how music became software, objects are now becoming software. And there's going to be interested parties and institutions that don't want you to be able to have access to things. We think, especially for the success of liberty going forward, you're going to have to be able to find something on the internet and be able to print it. And this, our site, will be the first. We're the only site with gun files. We're the only site with medical device files. We think you should be able to have direct access to things.
This is total revolution. And just like, quote, illegal downloading, it's so ubiquitous, they can't stop it. Isn't the secret to this is to make it totally ubiquitous and get so many steps ahead of them that they never catch back up?
The secret is to get it into the internet in such a way that you can find it anywhere and it can never be stopped. And that's what's happened, especially with the gun parts. And so we know as soon as we have a printable firearm, and look for that in about a month, right, it will be on the internet forever. And this is why the internet is an anarchy, and it's the most successful global anarchy in history. This is why we think these concepts are important. No one can take those things from you. They're online forever.
Well, very well said. I'm just extremely excited about everything that you guys are up to and what you're doing. Again, the pushback. I mean, at first, what was it last year we reported when the ATF put pressure on the company you rented the printer from to make them take it back? But that didn't stop you.
You know, I think it happened in reverse. The company first decided they didn't want to participate and then tipped off the ATF about it.
Ah.
These industry people work hand in hand with the government. That's our problem. They're collusive. They believe that they're a political class and should keep the means of production out of your hands.
Yeah. I've noticed that people at the lowest level of groveling, it's a religion to hammer their fellow humans and things, and they get off on it. It's like a reflected glory. The state is them. It's like some giant exoskeleton they're putting on.
Yeah, there's this.
But it's not.
Well, I mean, it's this collective fiction. You're right. But there's also this noblesse oblige. Well, we have the money, and we have the factories, and we should keep this out of the hands of the hoi polloi, you know. And, well, they might do something dangerous and hurt themselves. And I hate this attitude, and I think it's something we have to increasingly, disintegrate going forward. So defcad.com is one of the things we're going to do to build up a place and software on the internet where you're always going to be able to find access to things. Increasingly, if you want to, you'll be able to make it, and no one's going to have anything to say about it.
And again, people can just donate, or can they invest?
No, they can invest. We don't have an equity structure right now, but we're trying to get off the ground. Version one, we're just trying to get off the ground.
Well, I mean, this is investing in just pure original research and breaking paradigms. I mean, I agree with a lot of the analysts out there that have said, in fact, I've seen some of the articles where they say you're one of the most dangerous people out there alive.
Yeah, one of the most polarizing figures in technology. This is from people who, of course, have dangerous to their worldview, right?
No. Hey, welcome to the club. Yeah. Southern Poverty Law Center says I'm incredibly dangerous. I mean, you know, they say I'm a terrorist leader.
That's a distinction.
I'm a terrorist? I mean,
you should be honored.
I guess I terrorize tyrants.
Well, exactly. Who do you terrorize? Who is terrorized? Dangerous to what? Dangerous to whom? And I think we said this before last time we were together. Fine, of course I'm dangerous to that old way of thinking.
Yeah, that look, I don't need, you know, really to use cuss words to describe things. But sometimes, but I mean, I'm not being insulting, but sometimes you do need it as a verbal flourish, you know, to really describe something. But so what? We should be able to speak like we want. I mean, I love that line out of Apocalypse Now, where he says, you know, we drop napalm death on villages of children, but then we court-martial the pilots if they write, you know, the F-word on their airplane. It's like, you're going to burn up kids with napalm. That's okay, but don't say the F-word. I mean, see how they morally quantitate things?
Well, it's us versus them, right, and it's here versus there. So Dianne Feinstein can get in front of Ted Cruz and say, well, I've seen the bodies, Senator. I've seen the bodies. Well, have you seen the bodies, Senator Feinstein, of the people you've droned, right? The many children, that your foreign policy leads to, that burn to a crisp from Hellfire missiles in many, countries all over the world? No.
That she's killed.
Right?
Yeah, she's on the committees.
Of course, she has a hand in their deaths. Right, but she can't.
She sends robot Skynet to kill whole villages.
No question.
And she's going to tell us about we're collectively guilty for kids that we didn't kill.
Our liberty is the problem.
We have no connection to those dead kids. Not one billionth of any guilt. But then she has culpable guilt in death list, and she's telling us about murderers.
It's a fact, and the disconnect couldn't be greater. Right? She can't see it. I really believe she can't put it together.
I think she licks her chops over it.
Maybe she does. It just seems to me a massive dissonance, you know?
Well, most of them can't see it. You're right. But Dianne Feinstein, if there's a witch that turns green at night and flies around on the broom with black smoke coming out the back, it's her.
You know what? I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Hey, this is amazing. Stay there. We'll be right back on the other side. The printable 3D gun revolution.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells in your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You can download their printable lowers for an M4 and different designs for the magazines, clips, depending on what name you want to use. There's a big debate over whether you should call them magazine or clips. Point is, you put cartridges in them that have little explosive powder in them that fires a projectile down the barrel. Now, look at this 50 caliber Barrett. Is that not a beautiful thing? Cody, could you someday see us, having a Barrett like this printable? Could the Barrett company come out with a printable design?
There's no question it can be printed. The question is what's the material and what's the cost? And so I don't know how economical it will be, but I'll tell you, I do have one of these magazines sitting around in my apartment that we're going to try to print just to see if we can do it.
Do you have a Barrett?
No, I don't have one. I couldn't afford something.
Hey, would you like to go out with us shooting?
Of course, yeah. Or would you like to come with me?
Let's go.
I'm out every weekend, man. So, yeah, let's do it.
We've got a great place to go shooting.
Really?
12,000 acres.
No kidding.
Yeah, we'll shoot these babies. We gotta have
I want to go, yeah.
All right, you hear that, Shane Steiner listening? We're ready to take the printable. No, man, you were saying during the break, I feel like I'm not connecting well with your audience. You always feel like that when you're on air, but you're doing I do personally. You guys are doing a killer job.
I appreciate that, man. People email me all the time and say, well, what can we do to help? What can we do? And it's not just donations. No. We're launching a service right now called defcad.com. You can go there and see what we're planning, what we're going to launch. It'll be live in like 20 days, and we think it's going to be the first important search engine for 3D printing. And maybe that's not interesting right now. A lot of people don't.
Hey, I love that. The Island of Misfit Objects.
We named it that because all the other 3D printing repositories out there, the people that are supposed to be committed to openness and access, take down the gun files. It's not illegal to make a gun in this country. It's not illegal at all. It's illegal to possess drug paraphernalia, but that stuff's on their databases, right? There's like this social problem with gun parts.
What did the Attorney General say? He said, we need to make it like porn you put in a black bag. We need to demonize it so it's not seen as socially okay. Well, what about government having all the weapons? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, see, that is socially wrong.
I'm completely with you. This is not a gun project so much as it is an equality project, right? We're saying you should have access to the firearm, right? Why shouldn't you? And so many people are, I think Eric Holt used the word brainwashed back in the 90s.
Right? Jason, let's brainwash people.
So many people are brainwashed, especially the people in the UK and Australia, right? They're like, well, I don't want this. So this is disgusting. Well, fine. But why shouldn't you have the freedom to possess it?
Well, why are they demonizing cash and gold and silver? How many times has somebody been arrested for using cash or showing people silver coins?
Right.
I had a friend down at UT arrested because they thought a silver coin was illegal.
Arrested?
Yeah, this is about 10 years ago. Chris Athanas was down there showing people silver coins, talking up silver.
Man.
And the police came and arrested him. It was in the news.
I hope he went to court over it, got a false arrest.
Well, listen, he was on the edge of UT property, had a concealed carry, wasn't on it. They still successfully charged him. They came because people reported him for silver, thinking it was illegal. Listen, I've had silver coins out and had people ask me at the park, is that legal?
What?
No, it's a religion of slavery.
Yeah.
What do you call that word where you love groveling and you love evil?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
A jellyfishism?
Well, it's a masochism, right? It's like, oh, no, I deserve to be under this boot, this is where I belong.
Oh, yeah, they got all these movies where it's sexy to be tortured and, 50 Shades of Grey.
There's something
sexy for to be massaged on my shoulders. I don't want any pain here.
There is a sociopolitical connection there between, I think I'm with you. These people, I think, love the getting rid of the pain of being human beings. They don't want to have to deal with their...
Well, they just associate the state as power, and they believe by worshipping it, they have gained Valhalla.
Secular religion, right? Of course. I mean, why did Leninism take religious institutions as one of its primary enemies? Yeah? There could be no
competition. It was a competition.
There could be no competition from other states. Yeah.
No, that's it. The state is God, is the New World Order. Gentlemen, stay there. I want to hear more about DefCad.com coming soon to the InfoWar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.